Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to study this theme, making friends for God. The joy of sharing in his mission. Lesson 6, unlimited possibilities. Thirsty, growing our gifts. In Matthew chapter 25, we find a parable by Jesus about the talents. And he talks about a rich man who called his servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1. And when he came back, the one with the 5 had made another 5. The one with 2 had made another 2. And the one with 1 had made a hole in the ground, put it in there, so that no one will find it. And the first 2, they were praised. And the 3rd one, thrown out. The 2 were willing to work with their talents. And the 3rd one was unwilling to work with his talents. And therefore they were not multiplied. Your gifts grow if you are willing to work with your gifts. An example. I love music. Therefore, I married a music teacher so that I can hear music live every day. My wife, a musician. And then we had 2 daughters were born to us, and soon they developed gifts, talents for music. They had a musical talent, as I could see. I, because of the Bible and King David, wanted to learn the harp. So I became a harpist. So I learned this instrument. And I played for several years, practiced the instrument. And one day, my younger daughter was 10 at the time, she said, "Daddy, I would like to practice the harp as well. Could you buy for me a little harp?" Because she was little as well. Okay, there's a talent. We want to cultivate this talent. And after 3 months, imagine, I had practiced this instrument for years. And after 3 months, my daughter, at the age of 10, played much better than I had ever played before. She had gifts, musical gifts, from her mother, from her grandfather, and so on. And we could see, the more she practiced, the quicker the development, the growing of the gift, this musical talent. The same with our 1st daughter. Both had a musical talent. And when they practiced, they were so quick. So quick. Much quicker than I am, because I'm not so gifted in this. When we look at these paintings here from Maximilian Janscher, this Austrian artist, Seventh-day Adventist, one day he told me at the age of 14 or so in school, his teacher, who saw his skill in painting, pieces of art, said to him, "Boy, you should do something with your talent. You're the best in class in this area. Come on." And now we see the product of this advice. There was a talent, and if you practice your talent, it will grow.